What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?
Plank.
Okay. Let's see now, do you have a particular name for the kind of boards that are used to keep the weather out on the sides? Or is that what you call planks?
Well, you call them planks and you call them weatherboard. You could call it weatherboard or planks and weatherboard. Well, that's the same. But that's what you have on the outside, it's uh-huh. weatherboard. And the planks, same thing. But inside, it's sealed, you see.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
The east and west side, what do you call
it? No, I mean like that little place right
out. Oh, porch or veranda?
Yeah.
Porch.
Now, what's the difference? Is there a difference between a porch and a veranda, or are they the same?
Well, the same thing.
Same thing.
Well, is one bigger than the other, or
well, they're just different names. People call them. They ain't no different.
Okay.
I think. Porch and veranda is all the same.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Let me see. I didn't know what that was. I don't know what to do, but I just can't call it right now. It's what do you call it? A stupor. That's what you could call them.
Okay.
That's what, over right over your door.
Hmm. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
That's a pasture.
Well, then, what about the smaller area that has a fence around when you drive them up from the pasture and then before you put
them? Lane? You could call them come up in the lane.
Yeah, they come up, that's right. They
barn,
leave the pasture and they come up the lane and then there's a little fence place right outside the barn.
Lot.
Fine.
Yeah, that kind of thing, a lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Well, you call them a wall made out of stone, rock wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A wooden vessel, bucket.
Okay. And what would you call it if it was made out of metal instead of wood?
You call it, let me see.
Oh, would you just call it the same thing?
Bucket, it could be a bucket, or it could be a,
jug.
Jug's tin. No, jug is
mm-hmm.
wood.
Yeah.
Jug is glass.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Large, it could be a cola can.
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 Okay.
That's what a large can, it's big, you know.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
What would you call it? Fry.
Yeah.
A skillet.
That's what they used to call them. Skillet was not that's on the fireplace. But on the stove it's called a frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
This thing is the kitchen's water?
Mm-hmm. Where you turn the water on and off.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
It's a sink. It's a sink. But
yeah, but that little special, you know, where it comes out, the water comes out.
I forget now.
We already got it.
Got them in there.
Got it in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's see what they call it. Got it right on the end of my tongue, but I can't
I know how it is. Well, might you call it a spigot or
spigot.
A faucet?
Spigot, that's right.
Okay.
Spigot or if it ain't a faucet, or a faucet is different. Spigots are the way water goes through, where you pour down in your sink.
Uh-huh.
That's spigot.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that's on if it's on a barrel?
You can call them a funnel. No, a funnel is the thing you pour water in a jug or anything.
Yeah, and this is, here again, this is the place where
where you
turn
on the faucet. Well, they're made out of wood. They're called you can have them iron, and they're spigots too.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, that's spigot.
Okay. Well, now, would you say there's a difference between a spigot and a faucet?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, what would the faucet be?
A faucet would be a thing that stick in a barrel, you turn, if you got whiskey or got beer or anything, it's licked off in a jug.
Uh-huh.
That's a faucet.
Okay.